Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I'll do it this way.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC. To the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Sorry for technical difficulties, but you know how computers are. And websites wasn't cooperating. News this morning. Union Street, ex Oakland A, and now in Los Angeles, and he could be only the A's. And he goes to the Los Angeles Angels today. He got traded from Houston to LA this morning. Needing the bad and Alvarez needed with an injury. He'll be out for the rest of the year. And Tanaka is having another MRI test for the Yankees. The Braves, the Atlanta Braves released Dan Uggla. And with $19 million, released him with the contract. Also, the WNBA All-Star Game, it started about 20 minutes ago. East against West, and the West look, they look big, man. They got a big girl there compared to the East. Like the West can beat the East today. As usual, bring back our girls. Bring back our girls. Let the world know what's going on in Nigeria. I will continue to do this until all these young ladies are back home with their parents in their hometown. We are having effect over the country with this campaign, Bring Back Our Girls, because Nigerian rebels are scoffing at us, mocking the websites, but it is taking effect. Now, we as Americans have to tell the Congress and the President, we want Nigeria to take action. They know where these girls are. They know who they are. Let's go get them. It's been over 2 months. 2 months. I bet you they have blonde hair and blue eyes if you already take action. News of the week. NBA free agents are flying over the place. Brooklyn Net Paul Pierce will now be a Washington Wizard. Chandler and Felton from the New York Knicks will now be a Dallas Mavericks. Chandler Parsons will move across the state from Houston to Dallas. LeBron James returns to Cleveland. Boss signs the Miami Heat. Jeremy Lin goes to Los Angeles. Melo Carmelo Anthony stays in New York. Lowell Ding will now play his third team in 3 years as he goes to Miami. Paul Gasol will now be in Chicago with the Chicago Bulls. And we are still waiting for Kevin Love and the Minnesota Timberwolves to go where he's going to go. Next year will be a bigger free agency class. And now the shift of power in the Eastern Conference, everybody's equal now. The super team in Miami is dead. And we'll see what happens. See, I need to balance the power that will be in the West with San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and the LA Clippers, the top three teams in the NBA now, because all the teams in the East have dropped down into a lower level. And I wonder, is LeBron James moving to Cleveland, is it some backdoor stuff to save the Central Division? The teams like the Detroit Pistons, Cleveland Cavaliers, Indiana Pacers, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Milwaukee Bucks are now in the mix. My media is economically, when the product chain runs to the floor, money will go in the cash box. When LeBron James left Cleveland, they lost billions of dollars. So I'm wondering if that deal was said in the back room to get LeBron James back into the Central Division. Just thinking out loud. The World Cup. Germany becomes against it for the fourth time. Has something to do with get the winning score. Argentina wins 1-0 in overtime. Argentina had many, many chances to win this game, and they didn't do it. Argentine striker Messi gets the Best Player of the Year award at the game, but he won the World Cup championship. On Monday, as we come to the slowest week in sports, Brazilian national team fired their head coach after a complete collapse, losing to Germany 7-1, and then losing to the Netherlands 3-0, and they were on their home floor. That's like San Antonio going home and losing to Cleveland on their home floor 3 games in a row. It ain't gonna happen. Well, the Brazil team did it. And Brazil was number one in the world at the time. So now Germany number one in the world. Argentina number two and Brazil number three or four. On Tuesday, the first black woman to win a gold medal passed away at 90 years old. Alice Coachman Davis, who won the gold medal in 1948 in the high jump. Miss Coachman Davis at the Tuskegee graduate put the HBCUs on the map. Great personality, great interview. I heard an interview a couple of days ago. I'm going to play it this week. Great interview, great mind. And the Hall of Fame in 1985. In the Track and Field Hall of Fame. And then in 2004, in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. She will be sorely missed in the HBCU community. Now the funny games. The funny games. Last night on the ESPN, or the week this week, at the ESPYs, and make them have a new boy, the boy to mess with, or a new man to mess with. That's Lance Stevenson. Now, mind you, Lance Stevenson is not the best bricker than rock. But Lance Stevenson, when he wants to play basketball, he can play. So the man who blew in LeBron James' ear will not be wearing Indiana Pacers black and gold this year. He will be wearing Charlotte Hornets uniform. Or Bobcat, the ex-Bobcat team. And these teams retain the name at the right. You got the New Orleans Pelicans. And now the Hornets got their own name back. used to be the Bobcat. So Lance Stephenson, power forward and center, will now play for Charlotte. And this changes the whole landscape in the South. Maybe Michael Jordan finally has a team that can contend for a playoff spot. If Lance Stephenson can keep his head on straight. The Oakland, County Coliseum, once again is a bouncing ball back and forth. Now the A's don't want to do anything but the Coliseum. And the Raiders will blow it up. And start anew. There's a rumor going around that the Oakland Raiders will play in the new Santa Clara Stadium in Santa Clara down in San Jose. While the A's play AT&T apart for 2 years, while they build this new stadium, two new stadiums. Mind you, the Golden State Warriors will be moving across the bay to San Francisco. So, the Raiders might get their wish to build two new stadiums on the same parking lot. Demolishing the arena and the baseball stadium. Rebuilding a football stadium to the right and a baseball stadium to the left. This is getting very interesting because Merrick Quan is wobbling again. We will see. We have 14 more days before the contract runs out and 1 year for the Raiders. The Raiders have stated, if you don't get a stadium in the Coliseum, we are moving to L.A. Well, guess what? We might be seeing the L.A. Raiders again. Because the way the past 10 years and it's wobbling back and forth, we can lose all three teams. I've been saying this for the last 2 years, and now it's going down to the real nitty gritty. It could happen. It really could happen. So we have 646-727-3649. And if we go on Thursday, the NBA is finally getting smart. They're going to change the lottery. So teams like the Philadelphia 76ers cannot think that's losing games, folks. At the end of the season, and this has been a constant complaint about the NBA in the middle of the season. Good teams will tank to get the lottery pick. I thought the old system was better. If you were last place, you got the first pick. But the lottery is up and down. And it's very interesting that the Cleveland Cavaliers have received the first pick last 3 or 4 years. Now, what are the odds for that happening? The NBA has got to change their ways, lottery. And we'll see what happens. The Sixers, the Philadelphia 76ers, are going to tank again this year. So you South Philly fans are watching another 50-game losing team again this year. I hope you're ready for it, because you're going to get Thursday afternoon, the new Levi's Stadium was open. And the media got to see what it looked like. The great place, all red and gold. high-tech hi-fi everywhere. Big stadium screens. The largest scoreboard in the NFL. And it begins August 7th in Santa Clara. Now, I will tell you, the Oakland Raiders are not welcome in Levi's Stadium. And why would you build a brand new stadium and put all red and gold in it and say, well, you come use the stadium? One, if I'm a Raider, I'm not going to stay with red and gold. Every seat is either red or gold. Every paint job in the whole city is either red or gold. You know you're going to play 8 games in that stadium. I don't think so. The Giants and Jets do it. But they're Aussie. You don't have to do much there because it's already green. But fully a jet. And all the Giants logo are all over the stadium. And it is covered up and put the green New York Jets on it. And that's a major problem in New Jersey. We'll take a break and we get another All Out song. And they did it twice. It's Miles Sarah. Yeah, All Out. Blue Eyed Soul, Blue Eyed Soul. Oh, no, good. join me tomorrow afternoon at 4 in the west, 7 in the east. We have 646-727-3649. Don't forget the bachelor pad, Monday through Friday. With the bad go on Friday at 3 in the west, 6 in the east. We have soccer. We have Andrew Dixon. It was the World Cup games, and he was there. He was there in Brazil. He watched a couple of games. He watched the U.S. games. And if baseball doesn't watch out, if baseball doesn't take care of business in the next three or four years, soccer is going to overtake him. He's going to overtake him because soccer started about 10, 50 years ago. In America, if you look at all the papers, if you look at all the websites, you get soccer scores. You begin to know who soccer players are. And baseball has to be careful. A lot of minorities are going to be playing this game. Baseball has been excluding great black ball players. The past 10 years, and they're traveling to soccer. They're slowly moving to soccer. And I'll tell you now, it's the world sport. And if we join this, guess what? Baseball will be out of the box. Because they do not budge. They're stubborn. They won't change the rules. They won't speed the game up. They're going to lose out because they keep doing the same stupid stuff. And soccer's going to catch them. And believe it or not, if they keep doing what they're doing, the NHL is going to catch them. Because the NHL has new stars coming up. People of color. People all over the world, same as soccer. Okay? Baseball needs to stop its foolishness. It needs to stop fooling around and get serious. It's Friday. You need homework? Did you support black businesses? If not, you know what the homework is next week. So get busy. We're going to golf on Friday at Roy McIlroy, what they call moving day. And Roy McIlroy didn't move. He didn't move. Roy McIlroy got a three-throw green. And Tiger Woods looked very well. But not playing for a long time. He looked very well. He will get better as time goes on. He looked at the old Woods on Thursday. But the Rusty Woods showed up on Friday. He was +2, and he made the cut. And now many of his sports partners want to criticize him, and he will never get near Jack Nicklaus for the 18 majors. I think he will. I think he'll get it because Mr. Woods is only 34 years old. Jack was way, way, way older before he got his 18. So we'll see. The National Football League were no longer delegates in New York City. Next year, it will either be L.A. or Chicago. And they have been in New York City since 1934. And it'll be a brand new day. I remember the first draft in my house in Carbondale, Illinois. I had a Saluki watching this draft on TV. The first draft, 1934, and now in 2014, or 2015, it'll be either in Chicago or L.A. Take your pick. We'll take a break.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmers on blogtalkradio.com.
This is Gary Norgray, host of The Bad Go. Join me every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where we will talk about the disabled, Native American, and other racial issues. It's The Bad Go, every Friday on the Bad to Bad Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Tocchet is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, oh, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
Hi, this is L.A. Bachelor.
And Tony T. Mac McClain.
Inviting you to join us on The Bachelor Pad,
where we talk about sports and politics from a racial, economical, and social point of view.
And some other surprises.
It's The Bachelor Pad.
Every Monday through Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com and thebachelorpad.com.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Welcome to the Pad Code Show with your host, Gary Gray. Gary discusses topics and issues that affect the disabled, minorities, and the oppressed. Interested in being a part of the show? Call us at 646-929-0130 or hit us in the chat room at Blog Talk. Interested in advertising on the show? Email us at labachelor40@gmail.com. Now, here is Gary Gray.
And this is the Gray Leopard Code. Not the Bad Code, but the Gray Leopard Code. We got 707
707 in here, Gary. What are your hot topics today? Coming in here about 45 minutes into your show. What have you covered? What do you need to cover?
I had a technical difficulty, but I didn't get on the air until 1:15. LeBron James going to Cleveland. We're talking about the WNBA All-Star Game. And we're talking about the free agents going over the place. That's the day.
Okay, well, talking LeBron, you and I spoke last week, and we had kind of a different opinion as to how to read or how to see the return of LeBron. There's now some buzz that the Cavs may be trading Wiggins, their number one draft pick.
We're giving
for Kevin Love. And from what I've been reading, that is really LeBron kind of calling the shots. That LeBron is quite clear. Yeah. He doesn't want a repeat of what happened last time he was in Cleveland, where there was not a team built around him.
I think this time LeBron said, if you want me back here, you better produce. And I think Kevin Love is a good player. Anybody in Minnesota would get double doubles because of Minnesota. Ain't nobody else out there. So therefore, what do you do? LeBron Day was smart. He knew exactly what he was. He knew exactly who he was to get another championship ring. Now, if Kevin Love works out, which I think it will, if it works out, Wiggins goes to Minnesota, Wiggins gets the bad end of this deal because Minnesota stinks. If you're a rookie going to a stinky team, you got a problem.
Right. Right. Well, as they say, it's a business.
And that's what LeBron needs. That's what people need to understand. LeBron James, when he went to Miami, that was a business decision. That's what it was about. And he got his rings, and he got his championships. And he was in the playoffs four times, the championship game 4 years in a row. Only two of the teams that ever done that. Ever. So these guys that are talking about LeBron James, stop it. Right. Is he in the next? Michael Jordan? No. And be no other Michael Jordan. He's LeBron James.
Right.
Stop nonsense. Look, with this teenage guy in Cleveland, I'd say 2 or 3 years before he get to the playoffs, let alone a championship.
He acknowledged that himself. And it is a process. I mean, even in Miami, it was a process.
But Miami, you knew what you had.
Right.
Wait, boss. And wait, you knew what they could do. You know what these guys are going to do? You had no idea what these guys are about. There's no clue how these guys are going to perform. Okay, what LeBron, I said this before, I'll say it again, what LeBron James did was uplift the whole division. Minnesota, Milwaukee, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Indiana, all those teams were making money now. But why? Because LeBron James is there. That's why.
Right.
And the NBA knows that. And I still believe the backdoor deal was going on. If you help us, we'll help you. That's what happened. And now the balance of power goes all the way to the West. Now the super teams are San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and the LA Clippers. They're a super team now. Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Well, whenever you shut me up, it's because I'm thinking about what you're saying.
But the NBA, they knew that. LeBron James, Miami, the whole division with the Cavs. They were Cavs. I mean, they were about to lose two teams.
Right.
Minnesota and Milwaukee were in players of trouble. They had to do something.
That's a good point. So definitely changes the balance of power, saves the Central Division, does shift things, at least for now, to the powers in the West, because we no longer have a strong heat. And LeBron, who was the kind of the ace card that could be played anywhere, chose to be played himself in Cleveland.
I want to make one more point. Oh my God, Garrett, people, do not be surprised. Repeat it again. Do not be surprised if you see Kobe Bean Bryant in a Miami Heat uniform. Right here, right now.
What makes you think that's a possibility?
On July 19th, 2014, there we go, you're the first. Kobe Bean Bryant could be in Miami Heat.
What makes you think that, Gary?
Because who's your manager of the Heat?
Pat Riley.
Who goes to Kobe Bryant the first year he was there?
Let me guess, Pat Riley.
Well, what is he going to do at? What is he going to do at LA Lakers? Nothing. Lakers will not make the playoffs again this year, no doubt.
Right. Wasn't he tied to the Lakers for a number of years, contractually?
Hey, that contract can be tore up.
But Kobe wants to get paid too, right? If he's got a good contract, and he's, again, remember, he's got lots of wear and tear on those legs.
Okay, how old is Kobe Bryant? 36.
Okay.
How many more years is he going to play basketball? Two more years?
Probably.
What is the best team that he goes to right now that needs help?
Miami Heat.
Thank you. People gotta think this through. And the LeBron James thing, everybody ran to the TV and said, oh, LeBron James, think about what's going on. The Lakers need the money, the cap room. Who they get rid of? Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
Now they have a cash base. Now they can look, the NBA again do not want the Lakers, the three teams that have to be in the playoffs within every 10 years. Now those three teams are the Lakers, the Boston Celtics, and the New York Knicks. All three of these have to be available at least once in every 10 years. Look it up.
Now, your speculation about Kobe going to the Heat, is that an original thought, or are you getting that intelligence
from
him?
I was thinking about it last night, after listening to the conversation that he had interviewed last night. I was thinking, this guy is getting ready to leave L.A. He's not saying that, but if you read it between the lines, that's what he's saying. I'm out of here.
Well, as you said, folks, write it down. We're now past the All-Star break. Baseball has resumed play, and you typically refer to this as kind of a boring season in sports because there's nothing but baseball happening.
Yeah, it's dead week.
But yeah. In your notes on the Cove, you've seemed to indicate that there's a lot of games in play here, a lot of maneuvering.
The A's right now, believe it or not, the A's are the best team in baseball. And this year, Billy B. Moneyball really works. Demarja. Demarja is a big pitcher. Demarja will get you that win when you need one. The A's didn't have that. They got one now. It's like now we can go up against Verlander. Now we can go up against George. Now we can go up against the Angels. So it's a very different landscape with Demarja wearing the green and gold.
Right. Now the Angels are supposedly trying to position themselves to make a move, huh?
Well, they got Houston Street last night. And Houston Street, this guy was an Oakland A years ago. People know who Houston Street is. Great bullpen player. So we'll see what happens.
Did they bring him in as a reliever or a closer?
Reliever. He's one of the best relievers in American League right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how did they get him? Where did he come over from?
He came from San Diego. And then the next 2 weeks, the trade deadline is July 31st, August 1st.
Right.
That's the trade deadline.
Right.
Most of the teams that are out of the races would begin to unload their big salaries. Houston Street with a big salary in San Diego. Bye-bye. He goes to L.A. He had to go far because he's going up the road. He had to go far to go.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The Giants that were stumbling, they seem to have picked themselves up a bit.
Well, I think the All-Star Reds was the best thing that ever happened to them. They were spiraling, and the pitching staff could not control it. Last two nights, the pitching staff came back. Bogarter won last night with a great pitching performance, and Bogarter has always been well-rounded. The Dodgers are the only threat to them with Kershaw, their star agent starting. I think both teams are going to make a playoff, the Dodgers and the Giants.
Yeah.
Either one loses will be the wild card.
Now, NL Central, you're saying, is hot with four teams in the race.
Oh, it's crazy. The AL Central was, this is what baseball wanted to be. When they divided the teams up like this, this is the way it's supposed to work. Baseball got lucky because every year there's one division that does this. This year happened to be the Central with Milwaukee, St. Louis, Pittsburgh. And the only team out of the race is Chicago, which is typical Chicago Cubs.
Right.
The Cubs never are in a race. And people of Chicago, my Chicago Gold Caravan people, you need to boycott the Chicago Cubs. Year after year after year, they don't produce anything. And once again, they trade their best two players to the A's. They do it again.
Yeah, good point. Right, so their continuing weakness gives the new strength to the A's.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the old Chicago Cubs. They've done this year after year after year. No change. That's why I have won the World Series 110 years. It'll be another 110 years when you win the World Series.
Right. But keeping it moving in the AL East, Toronto and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Are locked in a battle?
I think Toronto's going to beat Baltimore because of the bullpen. I think Baltimore bullpen is not strong enough. Toronto has to find a way to keep the opposing team off the bases because of where they play. They play these big spaces, big ballparks, and hit the ball into the gap, and they got a double. You had to keep the people off the bases. So those two teams will be battling the rest of the year. The Yankees have a slight chance, but their pitching staff is decimated. Today there was news that Nathan Mathieu will not be playing the rest of the year, and Tanaka will have MRI this week again. That's four pitchers down, starters for the Yankees. So the Yankees are in trouble.
All right. This could be the end of the road for Sabathia, huh?
When I look at Sabathia during spring training, he lost 45 pounds. I lost way too much. And it changes the way you pitch. I think they hurt him. I think he lost too much weight.
But what he did is came down with a knee injury, and that is not likely to follow after a loss of weight. Often that will happen when there's a weight gain, where the body can't handle the weight.
If you change body type,
right.
It changes the way you land on the plate, on the pitching mound. If you lose 40 pounds, that's a lot of weight.
Right. Why did he lose all that weight?
Well, because he told me he was too big.
Ah.
I say, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Why would you mess with somebody that won CD games a year? Why would you mess with them?
Right.
And say they were baseball. See, baseball, this is why I get mad at baseball. You have a Japanese pitcher who goes to America. And this happened three times. The Japanese pitcher goes over here. He gets a 9-1 record, or 9-whatever happens, and he goes change the way he pitches. And he gets hurt. The same thing happened right now with the Yankees and Tanaka. Tanaka was 12-4 when he tried to change the way he pitches. Why do you want to do that? It's typical. Americans can't leave us alone.
It's interesting, Tanaka apologized for going down with an injury. No, but it's interesting, it just reflects his culture, I think. You know, rather than simply going down, that he apologized, you know, I'm sorry that I got injured.
The Boston Red Sox, they need to a nice game, but it's not good. The same thing. There are many more. The Seattle Mariners got it right. They have two Japanese pitchers. They leave them alone. They don't touch them. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cardinals, they all mess with these guys. Leave him alone. If they're pitching well, leave him alone.
Right. The All-Star game itself, I know you and I spoke about this. You had a question going into it, is how they would deal with Jeter. And I think they gave him a lot of love and a lot of respect. But I think you felt that he was disrespected when the pitcher said that he grooved the pitch for one of those hits that Jeter got.
Yeah.
And at first the pitcher said, well, you know, yeah, I did that because I'm showing him respect. but you felt that it was disrespectful.
Well, did the game count? No. Did the game go to schedule? No. Did the game? Can you remember? Can you remember all the games last year? I can. See, so why were Ray or somebody else's parade? Which is what Adam Wainwright did. Adam Wainwright had no business saying what he said. If he did do it, well, hey, God bless him, he did it. But see, again, he wanted to be a star of the show. In his Instagram, Yahoo, Facebook moment, we might want to take it away from Jeter. That's what this is about.
Now, you also felt that there was a noticeable shortage of no mention as to Tony Gwynn.
Well, I'm writing an article right now. It's called Three Strikes and You're Out. Major League Baseball is on a third strike for African Americans. The reason why I say this is they had three major strikes. Major strikes. This is the third one. The first one was Curt Flood. Curt Flood should be in the Hall of Fame. Curt Flood is an all-star. Curt Flood is the reason why you have the salary that you have today, because of Curt Flood. Major League Baseball refuses to put Curt Flood in the Hall of Fame. Major League Baseball refuses to even acknowledge Curt Flood as the first strike. Curt Flood should be in the Hall of Fame today, yesterday. Strike number two. Buck O'Neill was alive. He was the old Negro League's all-star. He played for the Chicago Cubs. Buck O'Neill is the ambassador, was the ambassador for baseball. Buck O'Neill could have got many, 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 many African Americans interested in the game. What did Major League Baseball do? Ignore Buck O'Neill.
Right.
And so after he died, oh, now we're going to put him in the Hall of Fame. No, he didn't even live his life.
And it was interesting. He was one of the main narrators on the baseball documentary that was on NPR by...
the guy is not baseball. The guy, Buck O'Neill, ate, slept, and drank baseball, right? Mainly baseball. He's doing this over and over again. And the third strike was Tony Gwynn. Now, do you think the young African Americans are not seeing this? They see it. And then to put insult to injury, you go after Barry Bonds and don't go after Ryan Braun. They see this. African American kids are not stupid. They see exactly what you're doing. And that's why African American kids do not want to play the game. They don't play a game. I mean, there are other factors involved, but do you want to go up against a game that doesn't want you on the field? There are 32 teams. 32 teams. There are only 87 African American players. 87. And that's a 9.1 average.
Right. At one point, it was up to what? Up in the 30s, 30% in the 70s, 80s?
It was 32%. You had a team back in 1974 who played with black Latins, the Pittsburgh Pirates. A black, either Latino or American, every position. Doc Ellis, bitch. Every position was a person of color. You ain't gonna see that again. You ain't gonna see that again. Because baseball, with its arrogance and stupidity, is not reaching out to the African-American community. They are with the RBI. But when you have over 27 academies in Latin America, and only two in inner cities, and the two cities are Compton, California, and Newark, New Jersey, and only two baseball academies in the United States in inner cities. Now, how are you going to attract minorities if you do that?
Right, right. And you look, I mean, it would have been so easy for them to do a salute to Tony Gwynn, who everybody loved and applauded. And it just takes, you know, a minute of airtime and, you know, not a whole lot of work. And you would position yourself, you know, with that younger African-American fan base that hopefully you're trying to draw in.
I want to give a read the explanation of why it's happening. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports Network said, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of all favorite Tony Gwynn. An extraordinary individual whose memories we have honored in numerous ways in recent weeks. The baseball family has sadly lost a number of people this year, including All-Famer Pittsburgh Pirate Ralph Kiner, Frank Cashin of the New York Yankees, All-Star and former All-Star Jerry Coleman, Jim Bergosi of the Cleveland Baseball Club, and Don Zimmer of the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox, and did not want to slay anyone by singling out one individual. That is their explanation of why they did not say anything about Tony Gwynn. I believe they totally forgot. That's what they were having.
Well, and they can't have forgotten, Gary. I mean, he only passed, what, a month or so ago. That was huge news when it happened.
No, if you watch the All-Star game is so fast and so quick when somebody starts in it. I really believe they really forgotten. Because it was so quick getting on the air. They didn't think about it.
Well, they think about so much in this era of Facebook and tweets and Pinterest and everything else. Everybody's thinking constantly about all the minutiae.
Yeah.
Baseball is a game of minutiae, the records.
Yeah.
You know, and when you've got a player of that magnitude, the point is you should not forget. You should not forget. They took time out. They didn't do this at the game, but they honored a black player, Glenn Burke, who was a player who died of AIDS.
Right.
And played for the A's and the Giants. They had a press conference, really, honoring him.
Right.
And he's been gone for a number of years, but, you know, it just seems, I think their excuse was lame. That certainly
it was lame. And the fact is, they didn't answer anybody until Facebook started ranting and raving.
Uh-huh.
When Facebook started ranting and raving, oh, we better put something out here because people get mad now.
Right.
And that's baseball. Baseball always does everything backwards. And that's why they're in the position they're in today. okay, and then you keep doing stuff backwards.
Right.
You have the ability to speed the game up. You don't want to do that. You have the ability to get the call right with instant replay. You don't want to do that. You have the ability to get African Americans in the game. They don't want to do that either. The baseball keeps doing stupid stuff.
Who were the other people they said had also passed, that there were too many to recognize?
Let me do this again. And Ralph Kiner, Frank Cashin, Jerry Coleman, Jim Bergosi, and Don Zimmer.
Well, you know, they could easily, I think Fergosi's a big name, Jerry Coleman is a big name, Don Zimmer's a big name, Ralph Kiner, a big name. They could have honored all of them.
And Frank Gadsden is a builder of the New York Mets.
Yeah. I mean, those are all, in their own way, every one of them, a legend of the game. Every one of them should have been honored. And all they would need to do, again, 1 minute of airtime, you know, to say we're honoring each of these people, read their names, throw their picture up on the Jumbotron, and then it's done. A moment of silence and play ball.
What do they do at the Oscars? What do they do at the Emmys? What do they do at the end of the year? They
right.
always say, right?
Yeah.
Every Oscar show, every show, you put pictures of people who left this world that year.
Right.
So baseball's gonna have to change its ways.
Let me throw out a suggestion, if anybody's listening, and we know they sometimes are, take a moment at the first game of the World Series to have a moment of silence to honor all these individuals. And that way it kind of covers it.
Well,
and,
okay.
You know, a little late, a little sorry perhaps, a little lame, but...
All right, let me say this, Art. Until you end... Number 31 goes away. This is the guy that's going to be happy to baseball until he goes away. And for those who don't know who number 31 is, that's Bud Zelig. Until Bud Zelig leaves the commissioner's chair, this is the guy that's going to be getting for baseball. Baseball needs a 40 or 50-year-old commissioner now. They need a commissioner to take baseball in a different direction. That's what baseball needs. Will they do it? I don't know. Now, Bud Zelig said he's going to retire. This is the third year he said he's going to retire. Is he going to retire for real, or is he just playing games again? See? Baseball needs to get a commissioner of the game. Not of the owners, but of the game. You have a commissioner of the owners right now. You're telling me that the All-Star game means home field for the World Series. Are you kidding me? What's the last picture? You mean one game that doesn't mean anything to anybody else. You're going to make it mean home field for the World Series, and you have a team like the Giants who might win more games than anybody in the American League. And you're telling me that means nothing? I don't think so.
Well, I think they put that in to add to the novelty of the game.
But the game doesn't mean anything, Art. The game is an exhibition.
Yeah. Historically, who did it go to? How was that determined?
The best record. And that's the way it should be. The best record.
Right.
And that 3 years have been a joke because of this. See, again, that's baseball being baseball. And what they do, it's nonsense.
Well, we'll put that up on the shelf right next to your objections about the DH.
Yes, sir. That's right.
because that would be a whole nother rant we would get off on here. Talking about the passing of Tony Gwynn and the other individuals you named, there was also a notable passing, Alice Coachman Davis, who you wrote about on BASN, and she won the high jump in 1948 Olympics, the first woman of any color, of any nation, to get a gold medal, and the only American woman in that Olympiad to get a gold medal. Passed away at age 90.
Right.
And her story is really dramatic. Her story, there's lots, you've covered it at blackathlete.net. There's lots of places on the net that cover it. But her accomplishments, coming up from Georgia in the era of segregation, was not allowed to use white public training facilities. Couldn't run on a public track. Had to do her training basically running barefoot on country roads, and putting together a high jump bar that she made herself out of sticks and rags, and basically went to the Olympics and with a qualifying jump of 5.4. Beat a record that had stood for 16 years, and then her own winning jump was 5.6 1/8, I believe. That record has only gone up about 1 foot 3 inches in going 66 years. So her accomplishments have really stood the test of time, and an amazing story. Of course, also in the era of segregation, she's given her medal by the King of England. She is honored at a greeting at the White House by President Harry Truman. She's given a motorcade from Atlanta, Georgia, to her hometown of Albany, Georgia, 175 miles. When she gets to her hometown, there's a reception for her in the local theater or auditorium. But the audience is segregated. The mayor of the town would not shake her hand, and she had to leave by a side door. So an interesting historical contrast to what was happening on the world stage and what was happening locally in the U.S. in 1948.
And most people, most other Americans don't think of her. They think of her as not the first one to win the gold medal.
Right. Yeah, she's not. You and I talked about this. You said that she was well known in the black community, that she was a legendary figure. You knew of her growing up, but to general history and mainstream history, she was lost because her accomplishment happened in the era before television. And Wilma Rudolph won her 3 golds in the 1960 Rome Olympics, which was, I believe, the first major Olympiad to be televised.
Yep, and everybody thinks that Wilma Rudolph was the first. It was Coachman. Most African Americans understood it because of TV and the way TV played things. That's the same thing. That happened with the Kennedy assassination. TV was so new and so fascinating. It captivated the moment, and most Americans our age, or younger, remember that, no matter how young they were, they remember that because of TV.
Right.
And TV played a major, major view, you know. And now it's become a network. You got ESPN, who's 24/7. I mean, can you imagine 1960 on a 24/7 sports network? I don't think it would happen.
Right. Now, there was, you know, a few shows. I mean, we all remember ABC, Wide World of Sports, which was,
that's,
you know.
Right. It was once a week.
Exactly.
Once a week. That was it. We had one basketball game per week. That was it. All right. One hockey game a week. One football game a week. That was it. And now it's all over the place. Cable is taking it over.
Right. Another thing I know you've been covering with great interest is the story of Kim Ng.
Yes.
Your view that we talked earlier about the San Diego Padres dumping talent because they're not doing well. Kim Ng, a woman who has been in the executive level offices of Major League Baseball for going on 20 years, has interviewed for the job of being GM.
Well, I think again, this baseball being baseball again, do the right thing. Hire Kim Ng because he has the qualifications, he has the historical background, he understands the game. I mean, she can do contracts, she can analyze the team. Why did he not get a job? I don't get this.
Well, the issue is who's going to be first. Who's going to be first, you know, to pick a female as a GM? But she's been functioning, you know, she's been right there with the guys, you know, making draft choices, making personnel decisions, doing contracts and all of that.
If Kim Ng could work with Frank Cassidy in L.A. and turn around and work with Joe Torre, why can't you work with anybody else? These are the two most visible ball teams in Major League Baseball, and both teams have done very well under Ng's guidance. So what's the problem?
Right. Before we move off of Alice Coachman Davis, we're still talking about women in sports here. Very interesting book that your listeners might want to check out, a book called A Spectacular Leap, Black Women Athletes in 20th Century America. It's published by the University of Arkansas Press. The author is Jennifer Lansbury. Again, the title, A Spectacular Leap, Black Women Athletes in 20th Century. An amazing chronicle of history, culture, talks about Alice Coachman Davis, talks about Wilma Rudolph, talks about their personal struggles, their accomplishments, and a backstory of the society that they grew up in at each of those points in time. So people want an interesting read. I would check that out. What do you think the likelihood is of Kim Ng getting that job?
I think with the recent occurrences of San Diego, it's got a better. I think he has a better shot now. I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I would say no. Well, with the current events, the past 2 weeks, I think he has a good shot now.
Yeah, and a lot of people know about her. I mean, there's been coverage on her. I know a couple of weeks ago you mentioned her, and I said who, and you said exactly right. That's the problem. and now there's been, I mean, a lot of people know who she is, and they've been covering her, and she's been getting, you know, lots of attention from sports writers saying, hey, you know, now is the time. There's
it's
no
time.
Reason.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no reason why she should not get the job.
Let's take this one step further. I need you to be the ideal commissioner. I do. You know why? Because he had no vested interest in any of the teams. He'd be the perfect commissioner of baseball. Because he understands the game, he knows how the game works. He's done salaries, he's done contracts, so he's the perfect person for that job. In my opinion.
Well, but the owners are picking the commissioner.
I know.
They're gonna
have it.
Right.
But he would be then he would see baseball move into a different direction as he was commissioner.
Right.
Then you would see a true outreach to minorities in inner cities. Then you would see a true interview process black managers. There are only two managers once again. Only two managers in baseball again. So it's like, come on. Stop fooling around.
That would be a giant step if she were to get that job. Have you picked your favorites yet for the World Series? Have you made a World Series pick? Are you looking that far down the road yet, or not?
I'm going to wait after the trade deadline. The trade deadline is the 31st of July, the 1st of August. I'm going to wait and see who gets what before I start making a prediction.
Yeah. Do you anticipate a lot of activity around the trade deadline?
No, I don't. Because of the extra wild card, I counted there were 17, there were 18, 18 teams that were within three games of the first place. So I don't need too much trading going on. Because of that reason. The extra wild card is a deterrent to trade.
And the rationale that with so many teams within striking distance, they got there with players that they like.
Yep.
So it's kind of, you know, dance with the one that brung you there.
Well, I need the Yankees trying to add their bullpen and add their, I don't know where I get it from, but I need those two teams trying to add stuff. I ain't gonna do it, but that's what I see.
Uh-huh.
Only the Yankees are pitching well. Other than that, no. You might see Boston under a couple pitchers. Because Boston is in last place, but they're only 9 games out, and that's not much. Really not much.
Well, it's a lot in a competitive division.
No, the AL East is a very downgraded from it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, but you got Baltimore AL, who's hot. You got Baltimore who's hot.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as power is concerned, the AL East is very weak. Very weak compared to the AL West. I mean, I think Oakland and L.A. Angels ain't over Toronto and Baltimore any day.
Right.
So,
speaking of Oakland, I don't know if you want to open this can of worms again, but they're still kicking around the stadium issue there.
Oh, did you hear the latest?
Well, the latest I heard, which was a couple of days ago, and things may have changed, was that the city council approved the lease, but with changes.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. The Oakland Raiders have told the Oakland County Coliseum, if you don't blow up this stadium, we're leaving. What the Oakland Raiders want, and this is just about years ago, what the Oakland Raiders want is to demolish the Oakland Coliseum and demolish the arena, because the Warriors are moving to San Francisco anyway, so they can take that down. Put the football stadium to the west of the stadium and put the baseball stadium to the east of the stadium. And have a parking lot in the middle. That's the ideal thing for Oakland Coliseum to do. The Oakland Alameda Coliseum is the only stadium that both A's and Raiders both play in. There's nobody else that does that. Nobody else does that. And the Raiders are mad. Hello?
Yep. Well, I don't know. It seems it's a dysfunctional situation all the way around there.
It is. And you got Merrick Wise who keeps wobbling back and forth. Make a decision.
Right. And it's amazing to me, you have buildings, you know, certainly the Coliseum, the baseball football arena has got its problems. But the basketball arena is a functional building. I mean, it's a building. You know, it's in good shape, and it's got all kinds of events there. And even with the Warriors moving to San Francisco, you still have a building. It seems a shame to tear down buildings that can be used for other purposes.
Where would you put the baseball football team? There's no room for all three of parking space. The Raiders don't play blank. We're not playing a baseball team. We're not gonna do it.
Now, why do they feel that way? Because that stadium was reconditioned for them for football purposes.
Yeah, but
it works. It works as a football stadium.
But the inner structure. In another 2 or 3 years, you're going to see concrete falling from the rafters of that stadium. That's what you're going to see. And they'll fix this thing new. There's the same problem right now in Buffalo Bills up there in northeastern New York. Stadium is falling apart, and they will not build a new stadium in Buffalo, New York. They need to have it open. You got concrete falling down on the ground, and they don't get the thing straight.
Right.
Oakland is the second oldest part. Boston and Chicago, but the Coliseum is the oldest park in the majors now. Everybody's got a new park.
Right. Well, it goes on and on and on in the
city
of Oakland.
Oakland, look. Once Oakland made the decision, I think the problem will be over. But this is Mariqua is up for an election again. That's why you don't want to make a decision, because you're up for election. That's why you waffle back and forth, because you don't want to make people mad. She wants to be mayor of Oakland. If I am in Oakland, I'm not worried with Mark Juan, because he can't make a decision. Hello?
I'm listening.
They get too quiet.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you go. I think we hit everything that was on my mind.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
And
good job. Good job. Glad you come in.
You have a good weekend. Finish up your show strong.
I'm going to send you the baseball article a couple hours.
All righty.
I got a couple of things to work out, but it's a very serious issue. I mean, we got to stop playing games. But baseball needs to get it out in order. You have two different rules. You have a DH, no DH. You have a commissioner that won't change anything. You have an all-star game that counts. It just goes on. So.
Well, one thing we can count on, baseball being baseball, Gary Norris Gray being Gary Norris Gray.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, there, man. Take care. 7:07. We're going to take a quick break here. And we'll come back, wrap up the show. Take a break. in their kids' ass. Yes. Okay, I always wanted to do this. Imagine you're Yankee Stadium, and Derek Jeter is coming to the plate to bat. And we all, if you're on the East Coast, you heard it, heard the announcement. With the PA announcer at Yankee Stadium. And they did a tribute to Derek Jeter with the recording of the introduction. And it goes like this. Now batting for the New York Yankees. Shortstop. Number 2. Derek Jeter. Number 2. Jeter. I always wanted to do that because it sounds so cool. And that's the cool part of baseball. You won't forget something like that. You don't forget Mickey Mouse and it's 62 on the last day of the season. You don't forget the New York Mets winning the World Series. It is the kind of stuff that baseball should be cherishing. Not in the eyes of these fool rabbits. Anyway, all he wanted to do, man. Now batting for the New York Yankees. Shortstop, number 2. Derek Jeter, number 2. Jeter. That's what's going on in history this year. In every game, the recording at Yankee Stadium will be played until September at the end of the season. WNBA, Maya Moore, and the final score, the East outside the West, 126-124. WNBA final score, this game in, 126-124. The East squad beat the West squad. It was a major upset because everybody picked the West. To win, so congratulations to the East squad of WNBA. They will get back into action in 2 days. They get back to work regularly in 2 days. The PGA, the Manor of England, for the Open Championship. And yes, Tiger Woods is still swinging. Last week in the ladies, Mo Martin of the United States wins the PGA Bridge Open. MB Park of South Africa and Shan Shan Fang of mainland China giving second place. Later in Ohio this weekend, the Marathon Classic by Owens Corning Ware in Sylvania, Ohio. Then Monday, American Great Men outset second seed at the Collector's Swedish Cup Open. Women will play in Istanbul, Turkey with the Istanbul Cup. And a busy weekend for the men in tennis at their Hamburg, Germany, for the Bet at Home Classic Open and the Claro Open in Colombia, Bogota, Colombia. Formula One this week is the German Grand Prix in Hockenheim, in the battle for first place again with teammates. Brother Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg are 2 4 points apart. in many years of Formula One that the race will go down to the end of the year. And the end of the year will be in October. We'll know who the champion of Formula One is. It's going to be either one of these two gentlemen, either brother Lewis Hamilton or Nico Rosberg. At the IndyCar this week, they crossed the northern border of Toronto, Canada, with a Honda Indy Toronto race number one. In NASCAR, last week, they went north in New Hampshire for the Camping World RV Sales 301-18. And now in New Hampshire, as Brad Kulawski wins a sweep in NASCAR. This week they ride in Windy City of Chicago on a nationwide series in the Chicago Speedway Championship. And next week they go back to Indiana at the Brickyard for the John Wayne Wally 400. There you have it. The news of the week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Go to the website at blackhattie.com. Our sponsor, Reality Sports Group. Cowboy Reggie, WCM 1450 and WCMRadioOnline.com with the Mystery Man, Art Enzo of Richmond, Virginia, Michael Zingram, and Joe's Radio in the Raw, Philadelphia, and TheBazzerBad.biz, and TheBazzerBad Sports Network. And also at Freeman, the Mighty Oba, WFO, Buffalo, New York, and the Great Warrior, Travis Singleton, and Kings for Grades. Remembering Roy Rogers, CEO, PSN, New York City, New York, Dorian Wade, New England former Boston, Massachusetts, CEO Boston, and DMI Brothers Market in Alexandria, California. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. That's a great guest. It's 7:07, and next week we will review the WNBA All-Star Game, the Baseball All-Star Game, as they get back into business last 2 weeks of July. We will see you then. We have Ozzy, Jasper Ozzy, going to take us out of here with my gold caravan. And don't forget, Sunday, the Music Box with All Notes. Have a good night, and see you next week.